federal chief information officer Vivek Kundra, went to the people who control the money to explain why agency CIOs need more budget authority. Kundra today told House appropriators to overcome a major barrier to having successful technology projects. He says agency CIOs need to have oversight over funding for commodity IT. These are things such as email, storage, other technologies that, each and every agency, all of you, use. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details from the hearing and whether Vivek Kundra is making any headway. Hello, Jason.
Good afternoon, Chris.
So, Vivek Kundra, he believes that CIOs need more budget authority. Is that what we're talking about here?
It is budget authority, and a specific type of budget authority. We're not talking about the entire IT budget like your aforementioned Roger Baker has, who, believe me, he wants everyone to have, all CIOs to have full budget authority. But I think OMB is starting small, and Vivek Kundra is asking for commodity IT. Again, as you mentioned, email, storage, web hosting, things that every agency uses. Now, Kundra believes that this is the one way to fix federal IT, because if you give CIOs control over the money, well, they can control how it gets spent, obviously. Now, for too long, Kundra says agencies have failed in developing and implementing IT projects, and we have plenty of examples, whether it's the FBI's virtual case file system, or VA's financial management system, or even the Census handheld computers from the 2010 count. Many agencies across the board have these same problems. CIO's influence is limited. And as we've talked before, it's part of the 25-point IT reform plan. Kundra wants to move CIOs out of the policy arena and into the execution arena, and that's part of the money issue. Kundra says, and in fact, Kundra says that's starting to happen across government.
Part of our reform agenda has been very much around making sure that we're actually more execution-focused. So we're actually re-engineering and fundamentally reassigning the roles of the CIOs across every major department. And also the President's Management Council is very, very focused on this. I have personally met with deputy secretaries and their CIOs to talk about the reforms that we need to drive. For example, Deputy Secretary Hayes is providing leadership at the Department of Interior, where he's elevated the role of his CIO. And on top of that, they've started iStats, Interior Stats, very similar modeled after TechStats.
Now, if you remember, Interior made big news in December with the memo changing the role of the CIO, giving Bernie Mazur, the Interior CIO, more authority not only over the bureaus, but as well as budget and process perspective as well. Now, we have a story and a link on federalnewsradio.com about that specific memo at Interior, but at yesterday, the IRMCO conference, Kundra hinted that other agencies are going to be coming out with similar memos. The first one due out soon, the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, I caught up with Kundra yesterday at the IRMCO conference to ask about HHS and the changing role of the CIO.
One of the things that I've been doing is taking the memo that came out of the Department of Interior and talking about it as a best practice that can be scaled across the board. I think in the next few months, what you're going to see is, and stay tuned, a number of changes happen across the federal IT landscape from HHS to HUD and so forth.
Now, Kundra said he's presented these ideas around IT reform to the President's Management Council, which is made up of deputy secretaries, and as you heard him, he's met with individual deputy secretaries and CIOs to explain these IT reforms and to ensure they're on board. As we've talked about many times, if you don't get buy-in from the top, it's not going to work across the board. You're going to have limited success.
Well, it's not only getting buy-in within the agencies. You also have to get buy-in on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue on Capitol Hill. And was there any support today for this idea of giving CIOs more authority?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Chris, in the fact that you got to get those. If you don't have the congressional buy-in, it doesn't matter who else cares as well. But part of the reason I think the hearing took place was to look at how to fix these IT projects. But I think Kundra also used it as to drum up support for those significant changes to the CIO's role. The chairwoman and ranking member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government seemed to get it. Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, who is the chairwoman of the subcommittee, says Kundra and OMB are actually doing a pretty good job trying to reform IT. And remember, House is controlled by Republicans, so this is a Republican chairwoman giving credit to the Democrats. So that's a good sign in many ways. Congressman Jose Seriano is the ranking member of the committee and says he wants to see how OMB can solve these longstanding problems and where some of the best practices that are around that the government could implement. A lot of his questions focused on that. But I think the biggest sign of support actually came from the Government Accountability Office. David Powner is GAO's Director of IT Management Issues, and Powner says OMB's reforms are a step in the right direction, but GAO, of course, is taking a closer look.
Part of the IT reform efforts, we have a request where we're actually looking at all the reform initiatives, including those areas, to ensure that the 18-month deliverables are in place, and so clearly we'll be able to report on those savings through that initiative.
Now, after the hearing, I asked Vivek Kundra about how he's making his case to not only House appropriators, but other lawmakers to change the law.
We've been having a number of discussions, whether it's with the HISGAC or the appropriators, around how what we need to make sure we're doing is that we're consolidating commodity IT under agency CIOs, and secondly, that for multi-year projects, that we have multi-year funding, that allows them to make intelligent decisions so that they're not making wrong decisions because the incentives are not to halt the projects because you have uncertainty around future funding.
They seem receptive. Are you getting good feedback?
I think we're getting positive feedback, but it is going to take some work, and those conversations continue, especially in the coming weeks and months ahead.
The OMB also can do administratively, you know, through regulations, through policies that they don't need Congress for, and Kundra says the administration also is looking into those steps as well.
So did GAO's recent criticism of the IT dashboard come up as part of the increased oversight of federal technology projects?
It absolutely did. Now, GAO's David Powner made it a central theme to his testimony. If you remember, GAO issued a report earlier this week detailing data inaccuracies on the IT dashboard. This is the basically everything has a dashboard in this administration. This highlights specific IT investments, how they're doing meeting cost, schedule, and performance, and it has a picture of the CIO, the contractor, all this data around IT projects. Now, GAO reviewed technology programs in the Departments of Homeland Security, Transportation, Treasury, Veterans Affairs, and the Social Security Administration, and auditors found cost ratings were inaccurate in 6 of 10 reviews, and schedule ratings were wrong in 9 of 10 reviews. So pretty big inaccuracies that GAO found. GAO also says OMB and agencies' practices are contributing to these inaccuracies in how they upload data and the ratings that are used to determine these schedule variances. After the hearing today, I also caught up with Vivek Kundra about this GAO report and asked him to respond to GAO's criticisms of the dashboard.
Well, we've been working very closely with Congress, actually, to make sure that agencies across the board are very, very focused on data quality. If you look at where we started in 2009 to where we are right now, data quality continues to improve, and frankly, in the coming months and years ahead, agencies are very, very focused on the tech stats. Every time we have a tech stat, we make sure that we're drilling deep on the data quality also for agencies. And I think what you'll see is the reports that are coming out of GAO are very, very constructive and helpful.
Do you agree with the accuracy of the data could be better?
Well, I think for each agency, if you go online, the agencies have responded to GAO and to Congress on what they're doing specifically to improve the data quality.
However, it was very interesting. They showed little interest in the GAO report on the IT dashboard. There were some questions about the specific IT reforms. For instance, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart did ask about the expected savings when agencies would move to cloud computing. He also asked GSA Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kempf, why didn't GSA just contact directly with Google to move its email to the cloud instead of going through Unisys? Now, this was very interesting, and this is why. Kempf said GSA wanted that full integration change management that a systems integrator can bring and not just email. Now, of course, Chris, you and I know, and I think people who follow this know, he didn't say because Google isn't on the Alliance government-wide acquisition contract, and he didn't say because, well, Google really doesn't have a contract vehicle with the government at all. It was a very interesting exchange. I would have liked to it would have been interesting to see if Congressman Diaz-Balart would have gone into more detail on this specific issue. They had broken for a vote. They'd come back. I think, you know, that kind of throws a Congress off whenever they
got lost in the vote.
The vote and all. But I think lawmakers, you know, are paying attention to OMB's IT reform plans. How close and how much they continue to pay attention, I think, is still unknown. And I think it's congressional oversight that really is, or even just their interest, could be a big part of just how successful the administration is in reforming IT project management.
It's. I mean, I was talking to Roger Baker yesterday, and we're going to play clips of Roger Baker coming up. But he continuously stresses how important, if you're going to make change, and certainly the change that he's been able to bring about at VA in a relatively short period of time, he says that power of the purse is just absolutely essential.
And you know, I think that Roger has likes to point out the fact that listen, at VA we had this catastrophe. You know, someone lost 26 million records of veterans, and that's how we end up getting the power of the purse. But look at the changes, and he'll go through step by step everything that's happened, why everything is better at VA now that the CIO, whether it's Roger Baker or the ones that preceded him, were able to control the budget. And I think that's why he's such a big advocate for this change and for CIOs to get more control.
You've been a busy person this week. You also were at the IRMCO conference, 50th anniversary of IRMCO. Can you stick around for a second and like just get a sense of what the big buzz was at the IRMCO conference?
Absolutely.
Actually, that's News Radio's Jason Miller. You, in addition to this hearing today, day, you've been all over the place, because IRMCO, for the first time that I can remember, was here in town. And how much was the budget and continuing resolution? Was this a big issue amongst the folks talking at the at IRMCO?
It was, but it really wasn't. I mean, you know, when you went through the sessions and heard people talk, budget always came up. I think it has to come up, not just the fact that we're on continuing resolutions, the government is waiting for a full year budget, but because the government knows that the constraints and cuts are coming. It's a problem in terms of, you know, okay, how does the government plan for less money? So I think that was always kind of part of it. But at the same time, it was not the main topic. People weren't coming up to me asking about a shutdown. I think that for the most part, agencies and vendors are relieved to see that the Congress is passing these continuing resolutions, though they'd like to see something that goes the full year. But at least for now, there's no shutdown that's imminent.
Very nice. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Been busy this week at IRMCO, at covering hearings. Been all over town. Thank you, Jason, for that update. 28 past the hour coming up. Your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update. It comes to you afternoons at 30 minutes past the hour. Have you filled out your brackets? Yeah, for cyber defenses. We'll tell you about it next on the Dora Beck Insider. It's on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.